Hello and welcome to another episode of The Real Deal with Russ and Neil. Today we have a very special podcast. We have Tyler and Gavin on today. You guys want to say hi?
Ciao amico.
Howdy.
Neil?
Hey guys.
All right, very cool. Sorry we missed you last week.
And we have Maddie.
Yeah, I'm here too.
That's true, Maddie is here too.
I'm always here.
Sorry, Maddie. She is always here.
That's all right.
So, you know, we're going to start off like we usually do. Neil, how was your day, buddy?
It was good. Picked up some loser and took him to Popeye's.
Yeah, you did pick up Tyler and take him to Popeye's, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
I actually went to UD to return my books.
Sounds lame, bro. Oh, yeah. You go to college?
Yeah, I do. I go to college sometimes.
What about you, Gavin? How was your day?
Pretty good.
Do anything cool?
Not really.
Gavin's going to throw up. So the reason we didn't do a podcast last week is some pretty exciting news. Neil finally was cured of his erectile dysfunction. It's finally gone, guys.
Congratulations.
I never had it.
It's finally gone, right, guys?
Neil, the cure.
Tyler, Gavin, can you attest that Neil did, in fact, have erectile dysfunction before?
Yeah. Every time I'd give him a lap test.
No.
And usually you get him rolling. I remember, too. Dude, Tyler, we just had these lap dance parties. It's whatever. Anyways, though.
We did.
Yeah, and if Neil didn't get ready to rock from that, then clearly there's something wrong. Neil, come on, you can admit it.
Right.
You got cured, just admit it. I'm proud of you. We finally admitted it, guys. You heard it here. Probably.
I don't have it.
Yeah, anymore.
No.
Because you got cured.
No.
Shut up.
You've been quiet, buddy.
Oh, man, but it's a podcast. I'm supposed to talk.
No.
All right.
That's just the real deal with Gavin, Tyler, Maddie, and Neil.
That doesn't have a nicer ring to it. I'll be honest with you.
Point is, you're gone, Russ.
You're out of here.
I started it, though.
Nope, not anymore.
But it was my idea.
Yeah,
well, I guess that's all there is to it.
That's all there is to it.
I guess I'm dead. I'm going to have to take the special recording device with me.
No, we keep it.
Oh, but I need it.
No, it's mine.
All right, so we're all in our first year of college, right, guys? Everyone started this year, pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What did you guys think of your first year? What did you think, Gavin?
Pretty boring, to be honest. Tyler can attest to this. I didn't talk to a damn person while I was there.
Yeah, not even a regular one.
Yeah.
Not a damn one, not a regular one?
None of them.
No types.
Not one.
So
Gavin doesn't discriminate.
Except for against everyone. So I guess that's not discrimination, really.
No.
If he just hates everyone.
You hate everyone, yeah.
So, for those of you who don't know Gavin, he hates. That's it.
He hates.
That's all I have to say about him. What about you, Tyler? How'd you like your first year at the big UD?
Huh? University of Delaware.
I thought it was University of Detroit.
No,
I go to University of Delaware.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Neil, you're wrong, dude.
Oh, thanks.
What a buffoon Neil is, right, guys?
Yeah, it was good. University of Delaware was pretty good.
You had a pretty cool experience before that, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to Rome.
Very, can I get a very cool from everybody?
Very cool.
Thank you, guys.
Anyway, tell us a little bit about Rome. None of us have ever traveled abroad like that, except for Gavin, maybe once for a vacation. Hey, Maddie. You did it for art. It doesn't count.
Maddie did it for art. I think that counts.
It counts.
It counts. It was cool.
Hot take. That's cool. We'll go to you next, Maddie, see if we can get a little comparison going.
Rome was cool. You know, seeing all the old things was really neat. You know, I was at the same, I walked the same coordinates that Julius Caesar and everyone else did.
Did you meet him?
I did not. They were dead at the time.
Oh, you did at the time. Did you get one of the salads?
I did get a Caesar salad.
Really? In Rome?
Oh, yeah. It was very surreal.
The exact same as America.
I think you had a very cool night there. I think you went to a little festival, didn't you? Some pretty
That's
cool
not in Rome.
Happened
That
there,
was
huh?
in Rome.
Yeah, but, you know, in Europe.
Oh, yeah. The best part about Rome was being in Europe, so I could travel to all these other European countries.
And drink.
Yeah, because the traveling within Europe is very cheap. So I went to Oktoberfest when I went to Germany. I went to the Netherlands. I went to Belgium. I went to Sweden and also Scotland.
It's pretty awesome. So you went to Oktoberfest. Anything interesting happened there?
I bought a hat. It looked like Gandalf's hat. I wore it. And then I was drinking, and then I blacked out, and then when I, like, could remember things again, I no longer had a hat.
Who knows what you traded that hat for,
so,
dude?
No, he was Gandalf the Grey when he drank, right? When he blacked out.
I'm sure he still had a hat, didn't he?
No, Gandalf the White doesn't have a hat. So
that explains his dream. No, he doesn't.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That explains everything. Maddie, what did you think of your time in Europe?
I liked it a lot. France, not that great. I'll say it.
Yeah. Does it smell bad? I've heard it smells bad.
It does. Rome does too. Everybody smokes, like everybody, so just kind of constantly smells like cigarettes. But Italy was nice. Italy's very good. Definitely go to Italy if you ever have the chance.
Italy's
wonderful.
The Italy podcast.
Yeah, we love Italy. Podcast. If there's one thing about Russell, Neil, Gavin, Tyler, and Matt they need to know, we love Italy.
I don't know if I would. I love Italy.
We love it.
The wine is very good.
You like the. So, you went to college, right, while you were in Rome, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you drank a lot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty much you thought and you drank, right?
I thought and I drank, yeah.
So, have you fully transformed into Tyrion Lannister, or?
Well, I wouldn't say that's quite all I do, drinking no things, but it's a large part.
A portion? I would say we can put that to you.
It's a large portion.
For the record, he was legally drinking. Freaking FCC, am I right, guys?
Because the FCC loves Neil.
They listen.
They better not be breaking the law.
Breaking the law. Would you ever like to go somewhere? Where would you like to go, Neil? If you can go one place.
Probably Northeast Maryland.
Nah, that place sounds whack. I heard that this real loser there named Neil Mar DeMatt IV and...
Yeah, but there's a really cool guy named Neil Mar DeMatt III.
Oh, my God! Dude, I heard he's best friends with another really cool guy, Russell Charles Holtz III.
I don't think they're friends.
I heard they hang out every night. Especially in cars.
Oh, that was so funny that one time when those two... Oh, that was the greatest. That was the meeting of Titans. One time my dad drove his...
I'm sorry, what was it called?
The meeting of Titans.
The gathering of the great ones.
My dad drove his dad to work once, and they had a very, like, a conversation. My dad was like, so how do you think about this? And then Russell's dad was like, yeah, that's pretty cool. Like, he was like, yeah, yeah. On my dad just would not stop talking to me.
But he was obviously being friendly.
Yeah.
And my dad was also trying his best to be friendly,
but
too.
Yeah,
but, like, he was headed to work when he wasn't supposed to work.
Yeah, so he wasn't
And two,
great.
Like, you know, he mumbles a lot. He doesn't talk a super
lot.
He's like, yeah, cool.
This is funny.
And your dad was like, hey, where'd you grow up? What's your story? Tell me every year. And he was like, cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much that's how it went.
Yeah, but actually, where I'd like to go, the question you
where
asked.
Where do you want
to
go?
Where would I want to go? See, I'd like to say Scotland, because I think it's cool.
Scotland,
that's where I'd go, for sure.
But at the same time, though, I think I'd have more fun in Germany.
Why? Because you could hang out with your fellow sympathizers of your beliefs?
No! Yikes! No!
Took me a little bit to get there, but I think I pulled
right.
it off.
You pulled it off. No, there's just a lot more to do in Germany. I feel like Scotland's just a lot of open fields and mountains. Stop howling.
Or is it because you have a... I'll say that for another time,
Yikes.
Actually.
Yikes. But anyway.
Do you know what I was going to say?
Yeah, anyway. I know exactly what you're going to say. I know what you're going to say. Stop. So anyway, where would you like to go, Russell?
I'd like to go to your mom's house. Oh, wait, I did last night to give her some cookies because I wanted to thank her for always being in my life.
My mom's on a diet, so don't give her cookies.
She's on a diet?
She's always on a diet.
All moms are on diets.
All moms are on
Every
diets.
Every woman's on a diet.
Wow.
And I'm not even sure. I'm not even sure.
At least,
she's on
at least at some point.
Because she doesn't.
Gavin's not on a diet, and Gavin's a progressive guy. He knows things.
Gavin's probably the most left wing man I know.
Oh God. No, it's not true.
Maybe we shouldn't get into politics. I don't know.
Progressive.
Yeah, but I mean progressive politically. I just mean like he does cool things before they're cool.
Yeah. Trendsetter.
There you go, sorry. Trendsetter. Gavin's a trendsetter.
Gavin's
he sets trends.
Trendsetter. We're trendsetter.
Dude, remember Rip Jeans? Uh-huh. Gavin started Rip Jeans back in 7th grade.
Oh, yeah, dude, that one massive hole on my knee.
Yeah, what happened to you? Well, give me a little bit of that.
Honestly, I can't remember. I think it was like...
I remember. I've never forgotten. And I've never forgotten.
Alright, can you tell us?
Yeah, sure, I'll tell the story for you. So one day Gavin comes into the homeroom, that's like where we became friends, and he has a rip from the knee to the upper shin area. Humongous rip. Like, as like, wide as his torso. Probably as wide as his torso, as my torso.
You know,
pretty big. It was pretty huge. And he said, oh, I gotta go to school anyways. Because the reason that happened is because he was headed to school and he tripped and ripped his jeans wide open and he was like, well, I still gotta go, I guess.
Yes.
And the best part was, he didn't just wear those once. He wore them so many more times. Because Gavin, correct me if I'm wrong here, but let me speak for you on this matter real quick. You just need to have clothes on.
Yeah.
Is that that's your take on clothing?
As long as I am clothed, it doesn't matter how much it covers.
So, I know you guys can't see, but right now, Tyler has picked up a Weeb game that Neil has.
Yeah.
And he's currently
reading through the manual things that come in the disc.
Little nug about Tyler, he's not a fan of the Japanese culture.
Yeah, so he's going to kill everyone.
He's
going to
rip it apart.
Everybody's reading.
Is that a good read?
Oh, it's fantastic.
Turn the off him for a second. Oh, no, fantastic.
That's what makes him love anime, is him reading the little manual inside of The Witch and the 100th Night.
Is that... What do you mean, fine? No one said you got to stop.
Fine.
You just said that like we asked
right
you to
stop. Right
in front
of Uncharted 2. There you go.
Okay. All right, you know, we got Tyler on. He's probably our most musical friend, so why don't we go around and see who his favorite bands and stuff are. What's your favorite band, Neil? We all know what it is.
It's Rise Against.
Yes.
It is, isn't it?
I like Rise Against a lot.
For the record, the reason Neil's being quiet is because he's mesmerized by things.
I'm mesmerized by Tyler continually reading
Tyler,
the manual.
My favorite band.
I was also thinking of a joke. I was thinking of like a silly band to say, but I couldn't think of one. So, Rise Against.
Yeah. What about you, Gavin? What's your favorite band?
100% Sabaton. Going Sabaton, dude.
Hey, do yourself a favor.
Are you for real?
100%. Hey, 23 listeners, do yourself a favor and look up Sabaton.
Especially you, Riley Johnson.
Yeah.
Especially you, Riley Johnson. Jammed or some Sabaton, buddy.
Excuse me. Gavin, do you have a phone call?
Not anymore.
Dude, you should answer it. That would have been awesome.
But also, who's your favorite band?
You know, that little...
Yeah, it's Led Zeppelin.
That little band Led Zeppelin's okay,
it's
I guess.
Led Zeppelin.
No, it's definitely Led Zeppelin. Without a doubt.
What about you, Tyler?
I definitely like Led Zeppelin. They were the band that got me into music and everything.
And then Tyler was the band that got me into music.
Tyler was.
Yeah.
So Tyler and Russell like Led Zeppelin, and Gavin likes Sabaton, and Neil likes Rush.
I'd probably say numbers 2 and 3 are Rush and Iron Maiden.
Numbers 2
and 3
are Rush.
I thought you were a big
Who
guy.
Huh?
I thought you were a big Who guy.
Not as big as Rush or Iron Maiden.
No.
My
number 2 and 3 are similar, because my number 2 is Rush, and then my number 3 is Black Sabbath. Followed by Iron Maiden.
Well, you know what, Gavin? What are your number 2 and 3?
Number 2 and 3? I don't really know, man.
You don't really.
I just listen to Sabaton and see shit.
You know how we can legally put 30 seconds of a song in our podcast?
Yeah, maybe not 30.
We need to put 10 seconds of Sabaton in. After he says Sabaton's his favorite band,
we'll see what we can put in there.
No, okay. There's no question.
I don't know how we can link. We'll figure it out.
We're gonna figure it out.
So you're gonna get to hear a sneak preview of Sabaton.
Mm-hmm. Maddie, what's your favorite band or artist? It doesn't have to be a band.
Billie Eilish probably.
I don't hate her.
I like that song that goes, make your girlfriend mad type.
Dude, I like the one where she said, might seduce your dad type. Yeah. Because I relate to that on a spiritual level.
Also, like all the memes that are with it. Like, it's like, I'm the bad guy.
And it's like,
I love them.
Classic.
Good stuff.
All right, well, that's the podcast.
No. Tyler, I have a question for you.
Yeah?
How do you feel about modern day technology?
Nah.
Come on, you said, I think I've heard you say some things before. How do you feel about the direction it's going?
Direction's going bad. We keep making stuff, uh-huh. And stuff is bad.
Yeah.
Man, you should write an essay on that.
Dude, honestly,
I'm pretty sure I have. To be honest,
you might have.
Yeah. As soon as we invented trains, that
trains.
Trains.
That's
going
like
as far as back as trains.
300 years ago.
Oh,
not
my
300.
Gosh.
200. No, like 150.
Between 150 and 200.
Yeah.
It was
1800.
Yeah.
4,000
years ago.
It used to be an iron horse.
Did you go?
20 years ago.
So, this is a little off topic, but I've been looking at these, you know, those Watch Mojo things, like top tens? I'm watching a ridiculous amount of those.
Welcome
about
to WatchMojo.com.
About music exclusively. And here's a fun fact.
So
I don't know
funny.
If you guys knew this, but Cotton Eye Joe was not originally released as a dance song.
No, it wasn't.
It was released as an actual song.
if it hadn't been Forgotten Eye Joe, I'd be married long time ago.
Where did he come from?
Dude, I don't even know where it went.
Oh, no, but it was released by like a Swedish pop band. Not surprising. Like a Swedish pop band.
No, that is surprising. Yeah, I would not.
Yeah,
that
is not to me surprising. At all.
That's surprising.
It was on the chart. It was on the chart.
You said not surprising, and we all went, no, that's surprising.
Dude, I don't know. They do all kinds of weird stuff like that. To be honest,
they also are home to many death metal bands.
That's true.
Such as Amon Amarth.
Or power metal bands, otherwise known as Sabaton.
What's Sabaton?
I don't know Sabaton, man. Do you know Sabaton?
For the grace of Almighty, my Lord! For the home of the Lord!
Oh my God, it's Sabaton! They've come!
Joachim Broden, what are you doing here?
Nobody, no one alive.
I need to be on the podcast. Now there's real deal with Joachim and Neil.
How does he always take my spot?
Hey, buddy,
because
you're not important.
I started it!
Whose phone are we using? Mine.
Whose house are we at? Mine? Yes.
Yeah, that's fair.
Alright, then Maddie is more part of... Well, it doesn't matter who's the man here, alright?
It's me.
As long just as keep it groovy. Oh, Tyler's menacingly tapping a foam God of War axe on his hand like he's going to attack me.
He might.
Gavin, how do you feel about modern day technology?
Honestly, I got the same feelings as Tyler, except not as far back as trains.
I was going to say, as far back as trains?
I like trains quite a bit.
You know what you said to me one time? I don't know if this was a joke, but I asked you that same question once, and you said, I think we made the mistake as soon as we made farming.
Yes.
Oh, that's my real thing.
I remember.
Farming? Farming's exist for so long.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You trying to hang out with Hammurabi or something, bro?
Farming existed with Hammurabi.
Sorry, I don't have my history book right here.
Pretty much, if you can name the person, farming existed.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Literally anyone.
What
about Steve the Caveman?
No.
Oh, Steve the... Sorry.
Come on, guys.
Everyone knows.
You know
everyone
Steve, right?
Except for Steve the Caveman.
Oh. Oh, wait, what are those people on, year one? Oh, what?
Oh my,
what,
I don't remember their names.
Oh.
Like, Oong, and,
the
I don't know.
Oh, okay, I got one for you. The Croods.
The Croods. The Croods, they didn't farm. We can
the
name Croods, them.
Actually, no, I think they did farm.
Star Wars, Nicola, no, they didn't. They hunted.
Well, buddy, there's a movie and a TV show. Did you watch
the TV show?
No, I did, because I worked at a daycare, where we watched the show extensively. Croods.
Yeah. So, yeah. People were better off when they hunted and gathered.
That's just a fact. That'd be fun.
How was their life expectancy there, dude?
Well, life expectancy was much higher.
Really?
From when they started farming.
But then it came back to being higher again once we got modern medicine, right?
Right, yeah, but like, so like...
It's like a...
And also, people were much taller before we invented farming. We haven't even gotten up to the height that they were.
Really?
Like, we haven't... Because, you know, when we invented farming, because farmers needed to be, like...
Oh, so they're
adapt, that makes sense.
So they,
For the record, when Tyler said needed to be like, he was bending over and pretending to farm, implying that they would need to be shorter to reach the ground better.
Correct.
So, wait a minute. Are you telling me human beings, like, if we never farmed, would probably be, like, 8 feet tall?
Not
or, like,
eight
not quite...
Feet.
Like, seven, though? Like, would be the norm?
We'd be, like, a
no,
Parker.
But, like, the average for... Like, the average for a man would be, like... 6 foot around, I think.
Oh, instead of like 5'8" or whatever that it is. Yeah,
I think it's 5'10".
Not
that it matters, but
yeah.
But yeah, we still haven't even gotten up to as tall as we were. But there's been some studies that show that people spent around 20 hours a week gathering food when they were hunting and gathering. And then
it's not a long time.
Yeah, when people were farming, they had to farm all day and all night. You know.
It's almost like
not all night. They slept.
It was almost like
day.
It was just easier to hunt and gather.
Huh?
Why did? I wonder why they switched.
We switched because the guy who found out that he could get a lot of food by putting in the ground became the guy who had the food. And the guy who had the food had power.
Yeah.
You know, so he controlled everyone who he was giving the food because he was the guy with the food.
Yeah. That
so it was like a power thing. The people who were farming had more power and everything.
Yeah. Interesting.
That one out, because it wasn't like a sharp transition between like farming and hunting and gathering.
Mm-hmm.
There were still some people who were hunting and gathering while there was like farming going on. And the reason why farming prevailed is because with all of this, if they had so much more food, so they could have so many more people.
Yeah.
So, and that's another thing. If we still hunted and gathered, population wouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and also farming nowadays, like modern farming, is horrible for the environment too, ain't it?
Yeah, with like
pesticides and all that crazy stuff.
And just cows in general, aren't they? Like,
yeah, a ton of cows equals a ton of methane.
Yeah.
You don't want methane. Classic.
We know. We go to Tyler for these kind of things because that's his major.
Yeah.
His major is also just not your major that you do, but another. You have another major, and it's just BS constantly. If Tyler ever tells you a fact, it's probably not true.
But he just told us a lot of facts.
Yeah, those things are cool, but typically speaking, don't trust him.
Well, I trust him.
Well, you Tyler, come on.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, let's make Russ the douche. All right, classic maneuver.
The douche.
KWX Radio. Only to get picked up by a radio station, I'm going to force them to change their name to KWX no matter where they are.
The douche.
Anybody know what the heck those radio letters mean?
No idea.
Not a clue.
Nobody?
I'm not fully convinced that they actually mean anything.
But they're different in different places, so they gotta mean something.
They probably do mean something.
Around here, they all start with W. I don't know if they...
Maybe because it's Maryland upside... Maybe the M for Maryland upside down is a W.
I don't think they would
have... That checks out.
Yeah, I think that checks out. WMGK, Philadelphia, so Professor Rock is also...
Exactly. So the P flips over to the W.
W, he's right. He's
you guys are being...
You guys are being
foolish right now. Come on, man.
So, hypothetically, if M is for many, what would W be? Yeah.
W.
W is what?
For what?
W
for what?
For Wombo. Oh, it is elementary.
My dear Holtz.
Not a nice ring to it, I'll be honest. Hey, don't hit the recording device.
I'm hitting the
That was probably really loud.
Everyone listens just out of nowhere.
They're going to be like, Godzilla's there. Speaking of Godzilla, it's unrelated, but last time we filmed, we talked about the Game of Thrones finale a little bit, and you and I actually watched it together, so yeah, what did you think?
Don't say too much, though, because you said we can't spoil it. You said that last time.
We can spoil that now,
wasn't good.
I heard it wasn't good.
Disappointing.
Yeah, but everyone that we wanted to end up together ended up together.
Disappointing.
But at least,
The whole final season was disappointing, which is sad, because I like the show a lot.
Yeah, it was a great show. Tyler turned me on to that, too. Tyler turns me on in general.
Don't watch it. It's a waste of time.
Really? The whole show?
Yeah. And it's the most important part.
I don't think that you should not watch it. It's a great show.
I think it's the most important
part. It's
got
some of the best writing, except for the last season, some of the best writing ever. You should still watch it, for sure.
But the characters that you cared about throughout so many seasons, it doesn't matter now that, like...
Nothing really matters at the end, that's true.
Because the ending is kind of crap.
Thanks a lot, Marvel.
And, so, yeah.
Or not Marvel.
It's just like, I care about these characters for what reason, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's no payoff for watching this show.
I get you.
Money. They like money.
They do like money.
Mr. Krabs said it best.
Yeah, I still haven't watched it, but from my friends at work who have watched it, they said they all were really disappointed with it. Yeah.
All I care about is that Giants Bane and Jon Snow got to have their buddy cop adventures like I always knew they would. Love those guys. That picture of them in the wedding is so freaking funny, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, it's alright. Don't be sad.
Tyler's sad now.
Hey, it's only like 8 years of our life. It's fine. Come on, champ. Chin up.
Oh, I have a good conversation now to cheer Tyler up. Gavin, what's your favorite anime?
Oh,
no! Unless it's American Made, right here in Maryland, America.
I've been really into The Rising of the Shield Hero lately.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that's a good one, actually.
I like it.
Guys, Tyler's going to end his life.
What's your favorite anime, Russell?
My favorite anime is Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho? Mine's probably My Hero Academia. I do like that time I got reincarnated as a slime a lot. That one's really good. But My Hero Academia is pretty good. Tyler,
put the knife away,
Tyler,
dude,
being the biggest anime fan out of all of us, what do you think?
What's your favorite
Everybody
anime?
Hates Chris.
Dude, that was pretty sick. The special moves in that are insane.
Dude, I mean, Julius is busting out some insane final forms.
His power-ups are nuts. What is your second favorite? Because
everyone knows his first. He's got his first. His base form. Base form Julius, right? Then he turns into one job Julius. Then he turns into
two job Julius. Then he skips three jobs because he's so powerful and goes right to five job Julius.
No, he goes right to my man's got two jobs Julius, which is the ultimate form.
Oh. So, is number two King of Queens, then, you'd say, or...?
What's King of Queens?
You ever seen King
Another
of Queens?
Another sitcom.
It's a great... It's classic.
I'd say
he's
number
UPS
two.
Driver.
Your number two is probably Corey in the House, right?
Definitely.
It's Corey in the House. Hey, you know what Corey in the House has, Tyler? Huh? It has guitar.
It does have guitar.
Who likes guitar in our friend group?
I like guitar.
You know
Tyler
what?
Likes guitar.
Tyler, why don't you play us a tune?
Nope, that will not work.
No, he's playing us a tune.
What tune is he going to play?
I don't know.
We're just throwing in music in the podcast now? I know what he's going to play, and I think we should all sing along.
What? We'll sing along. What? I guess that's not really... Yeah, it's a cover, so it's not a copyright.
Okay, so I guess this is going to be...
Oh, wait, wait.
It's still copyright.
Well, we'll sing 10 seconds of the song.
I guess this is going to be the musical part of the podcast.
All right, just 10 seconds of it.
Yeah. We're on the real deal. The only deal that's real.
We're on the real deal. No, you gotta keep playing. It's fine.
The only
we're going out in a blaze of glory if it matters.
That's real. Come on, man. This just blatantly doesn't make any sense.
It's fine.
Long story short, Tyler's a rocking guitar.
A master guitar player.
Playing right over the microphone, so you guys will be able to hear this. That's a good thing.
Can you play the part of Sweet Child of Mine that you do that?
Oh, God. They're just trying to us sitting around. that would sound more like, she's gas! It's just like a little, just all.
I would say that does sound like
it. I didn't mean to do that, it just happened.
She's got eyes.
Of the bluest bears. Hey,
that ain't how it goes, Judgy. We let Tyler pick up a guitar. It was the biggest mistake we ever made.
It's fine. What else did you want to say? For the podcast. I figure this is a great clue.
For the whole podcast?
Sure. This podcast kind of was.
Well, it's true.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot, bro. You kiss your mother with that mouth?
Yeah, he does.
No. That'd be weird if he did. Well, I guess we're all circled. I guess we're dead. I guess that's it.
We're
done. Gavin, you have a farm, basically, don't you?
Not anymore now that I moved out.
You moved out?
Well, went to college.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I didn't know.
Let's say, when the heck did you move out, boy?
Yeah, because they have no one to do the work anymore.
So they just got rid of it?
We have a horse now. That's it.
Classic. Classic Gavin's family maneuver.
Sweet.
Nice, dude.
Are we ending on that?
No, we don't gotta. I had a farm once.
You had a farm once?
Not me, personally.
Your
but
grandpa?
My great-grandpa and grandma. And now it's the Turkey Point Vineyard in town.
Really?
Yeah, well, the land is used for it, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they both passed away, of course, because they're my great-grandparents.
Oh, that's sad, but, yeah, but it's cool that there's a vineyard.
They had a farm, yeah.
They were cool people. What was their horse's name? Did they have a horse?
Probably, but, dude, I couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay. Is that your grandpa who has a horse?
Oh, my pop-up Wayne?
What's his horse's name?
Mr. Ed.
Not the movie. The classic insult that Jax uses in Mortal Kombat 2 against Centauro. That's where he got it from,
right? Does he call him Mr. Ed?
Yeah. He says, "What's up, Mr. Ed?" And then beats the crap out of him.
That's awesome. I didn't know that.
That's what it's from, right? Not the show.
Not the show. Right? Yeah, obviously.
The classic one-liner from my Mortal Kombat
Wayne.
2.
There's one thing my Papa Wayne loves is Mortal Kombat 2.
Of course, everyone should love it. Tyler's just guitaring enough still.
That's fine. It's background tune.
I mean, I'm not complaining, but I like Tyler's cool, insightful ways.
I mean, as long as they can still hear us over.
They definitely can.
If they can't...
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's rock and roll, baby.
This is way more important than what we're
doing. Yeah, it's clearly important. Tyler, are you just using our podcast as the 20-person showcase for your musical abilities? Kind of feels like you are, buddy. No free publicity, all right?
No, he gets it. That
would be 33 cents. Our going rate for ads, 33 cents. So, go for up. I want it all in pennies. All of it in pennies. From that time we found an iPhone in your new, or iPod in your new car, Neil?
Mm-hmm.
Just blatantly found a brand new iPod.
Well, it wasn't brand new, it was used, but it was, it wasn't bad.
Oh, relatively new.
And we rebooted it, so now it's basically brand new.
That's pretty friggin' awesome.
So it was just some random, it was just in the car.
I'll be honest, man, the guitar's kind of getting me right now.
Like, getting, like, throwing you off?
Yeah.
You love it, dude, come on.
I do love it, but it's kind of hard to talk and listen, and it's a lot of stuff melding. But
you don't have to talk and listen, it's the background music. Just how great would a show be without its background music?
I don't know if background music happens while they're just talking. Usually.
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay.
You ever seen SpongeBob ever? Music plays during the entire thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And most of that show is just them talking.
Remember the fact that... Wow. Tyler's a man of many talents. Be sure to hear him play that on electric. It's really funny.
Oh.
You playing it again doesn't make it electric, dude. You're right. He's right.
He's right. He's got a good point. It makes it electric.
He's got a very good point on that one.
Well, that's so funny, man.
So, anybody got any big plans this summer?
Yeah. Aren't we all going somewhere?
Probably not anymore because Tyler has that job.
How about we talk about what Tyler's doing, huh?
Yeah, Tyler, you did something pretty wild this summer, aren't you? What are you doing, bud?
I'm going to Virginia on the Appalachian Trail to do a little conservation work on that there trail with the Conservation Corps of America.
Excellent. What are you going to be, just helping trees and stuff?
Yeah, like some restoring some vegetation, some like trail work, making sure the trails are clear for people.
That's pretty rad. And you get to walk some of the Appalachian Trail, right?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, like, it's pretty cool. You're not just in one place of it. You're going throughout it. Are you,
excited about it?
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Sweet.
Yeah, the only thing is, he's going to be doing a lot of hard work and
that's all right.
We won't get to see him as much.
It's all for a good cause. Why don't we just walk the Appalachian Trail and find him? Like, not even text him, like, where are you, or, like, anything. Just try to
I don't know if we can text, to be honest with you.
Probably not. Like,
if you walk the Virginia part of the trail, you're bound to find me eventually. Backcountry work.
I guess I know what we're doing this summer.
Just walking.
What
do
you got?
Until we find Tom.
Working mostly at the deli.
The deli at, Martin's?
Yeah.
Oh, do you work in the deli there?
I work in the deli now.
I work at Walmart, and I work, not in the deli, but at the deli. Like, I stock the shelf.
He's deli adjacent.
I'm deli adjacent. Why don't you work at the deli in Walmart, so then I can see
you stock it. That'll be sweet, Gavin.
We're a deli adjacent.
You probably get paid more.
I get paid $11. I'm not sure I get paid.
Walmart, you make $11.50.
Hey, man. 50 cents. Hey, 50 cents adds up, baby.
I think it's that there, because mine's $11.50, and I think production makes the same as me. Well, not anymore, because now I got a raise.
Hey, did you guys... Oh, my God. I didn't know Neil was a...
$12.
Neil, are you rich?
Basically, huh?
Are you filthy rich?
Let me rephrase that. Not just 12, buddy. $12.14.
No.
Nope. And 14 cents, buddy.
No. That's
right.
No,
that's more cents.
Than zero.
Yeah,
a lot. Yeah? Rock and roll, Neil.
Yeah,
I didn't know you were living the big life, man. Where's my car, dude?
Wait,
where's our mic, man?
That's not happening.
I'm just kidding.
Mic's not happening.
Welcome. May the sun guide your path.
Mackenzie just came in, and Maddie brought her in.
Thanks, Maddie.
Jesus, Christmas, Tyler.
What?
This has become the Tyler Guitar Podcast.
That's fine, dude. It's awesome.
This is a problem.
Yeah.
I guess.
You're the only one who has an issue with it.
Because he's right next to me.
Dobby Jones.
It's right in my ear.
Dobby Jones.
We can't say Dobby Jones.
You're Dobby Jones.
We cannot reveal Dobby Jones. It's true.
Here we go.
The Tyler. The Tyler and the guitar are now directly in
the
Tyler,
can we sing a nice closing song, I think?
We end the podcast today.
Close, because we are all done. We have a great time,
and it was lots of fun.
Rhyme is done. Oh yeah, buddy, we rhymed.
Alright, well,
see a podcast.
You guys have a good day, listeners.
Thanks for listening. This is probably your last one, and I understand if it is.
I'm the best one.
Gavin and Tyler, rock and roll, guys.
Thanks for coming.
Maybe we'll have one of you individually next time. I don't know. Maybe that would work a little better.
No, I think it was great.
Yeah, it was a perfect podcast. We're out.